Horacio, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just calling because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I think I canceled that one because there was some. Oh. I was getting money stole out of that one.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and I'm waiting for the second card to come. Because I already received, yeah.
There's not one you could use in the meantime, is there?
No, I don't have nothing with me. No. I also, since you're on the phone, I haven't get anything from the internet yet. Nothing.
Okay.
Nobody has contacted me from the internet.
Activity is starting to pop up. I'll tell you this. Industry standard for first page placement typically takes 90 days. So I always tell people that you'll see activity within your first and second months. However, it's the third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So already in the short time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 96 times, and you've had 3 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. Have you seen the site that we built for you by chance?
No, I'm getting multiple spams, way more than before, but that's about it.
Okay, so once we get the payment up to speed, I can have the technicians do a performance check on the account, and if there's any updates that will help your performance, they can apply them behind the scenes.
Can you schedule that as soon as you can?
I can't schedule it until after the payment's paid. The technicians won't do any active programming while the account's in suspension. But once we put the new payment in, we can definitely do the performance check. One thing that you can do on your end, Mauricio, that will help you with, better placement is to work on getting some more 5-star ratings on your Google listing. So I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that. It will say learn how to get more reviews. And if you use this email and you get a fresh 5-star rating here and there, that will help you with your conversion.
Yeah, but I send it out to a bunch of customers that I already have, and they having trouble getting the reviews because it's not. I've been searching on it. I only got one people successfully in, and I have a lot of customers. They already did it, and it's not posted or anything.
I see. So what I would recommend is still use it here and there, because even if you send 5 of them out and you get 1 back, at least here and there you're getting some more 5-star reviews, and that will help you. You know what I mean? Because you can't force everybody to fill it out, but for the few that will fill it out, it's still going to be published on your Google listing, and it'll benefit your business.
It's not getting published, though, because I have customers that they told me they did, and it's not published in there.
Oh, okay. So in order to write a review on the Google business page, they have to have a Gmail account. So I don't know if maybe somebody tried to write a review for you and it didn't stick because they didn't have a Gmail account. But the one person that did stick was Anthony William. He gave you a 5-star rating, and that one is published.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the only one I have, and I have many people who did it.
Okay.
They need to have a Gmail account signed in order to get it, or?
Exactly. When they go to use the review, if they're signed into their Gmail account, it will publish right away. If they don't have a Gmail account, it might actually prompt them to get a Gmail account. And then some people just get frustrated and click out of it because they don't want to, you know what I mean? but you have to have a Gmail account in order to write a Google review.
Got you. So that's probably what's going on. People don't want to type in their email.
I think so. That could be what's going on. Absolutely. But like I said, for the ones that do, if you get a fresh one here and there, that's still going to benefit your business, even if all of them that you know you're sending it to, they don't publish, at least for the ones that do publish, it'll still help you.
Yes, but I've been online for a good amount of days, and I got nothing. I just got multiple spam calls, more than they usually get.
So are you using anything else, Mauricio, like Home Advisor or Angie Leads or Thumbtack, anything like that?
No, I'm not.
You're not. Okay. That's good, because sometimes people will use directories like that as a lead source, meaning that they could go into, a directory. Even people do this on Yelp, if you will, where they'll go in and they'll type in, electricians in Massachusetts, for example, and then they get pages and pages of leads, and they call through them all. So sometimes people tell me they get a lot of spam calls because they're listed on directories.
Yeah, but, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so, can you give me a call back mm-hmm. within 2 days?
Of course.
I should be getting my card soon.
No problem. I sent you an email also that says your account, and that just talks about the payment failing. So the extension on there, 777, it'll ring directly to me. So I'll make a note to call you on Wednesday, which is 2 days from now. But just in case you want to talk to me sooner, you can use that extension, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, so we have a good game plan. And in the meantime, have a nice rest of your week, too.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.